Poll, Americans Highlight Key Priorities for 2022 Midterms. By Jacob Bliss on February 15, 2022. Americans show what their key priorities are only weeks ahead of the first primary elections, according to the most recent Trafalgar Group poll. On border security, a majority said yes when the respondents were asked if they believed the southern border should be secured and illegal border crossers returned to their country of origin. There were 67.3% who said yes, 18.2% who said no, and 14.6% who were unsure. Additionally, when asked about China being a threat, the majority said they believe growing aggression from China is a threat to the United States. There were 69.7% who said yes, 14.3% who said no, and 16.1% who were unsure. Regarding China and the southern border, a majority said they also believe that fentanyl coming across the southern border from China is the leading contributor to overdose deaths in America. There were 56.3% who said yes, 17% who said no, and 26.8% who were unsure. However, when asked about inflation, most said Biden's far-left policies and agenda would hurt America's economic recovery instead of fixing inflation. There were 54.2% who said hurt, 31.7% who said help, and 14.1% who were unsure. Furthermore, when the respondents were asked about oil and gas production, most said America could further develop domestic natural gas and oil production without putting the environment at risk. There was 62.8% who said yes, 27.6% who said no, and 9.6% who were unsure. Lastly, when the respondents were asked about police departments, most agreed that police departments could be fully funded, prosecutors tough on crime, and be appropriately disciplined if they abuse their power. There was 80.1% who said yes, 14.7% who said no, and 5.2% who were unsure. The Trafalgar Group poll asked 1,073 likely general election voters from February 2 to 6. The margin of error was plus or minus 2.99%, with a confidence level of 95%. Their survey questions were asked to 3.7% more Democrats. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.